abiding in Christ and believing in God. Let's say it together. Abiding in Christ and believing in God. We think it's through doing good works. We think it's doing through acts of service. We think somehow, man, if I could just earn my way to heaven, if I can just do all the good works. And he says, no. I want you to abide and I want you to believe. I want you to abide and I want you to believe. I want you to abide and I want you to believe. That sounds easy. When's the last time you felt truly rested and refreshed? I deeply believe God desires those things for you. But too often we take on a do mentality and we miss the promise of rest that Jesus has given us. If you're feeling weary in any area of your life, I encourage you to listen closely to today's message. I want you to discover what it means to truly be refreshed in the Lord's presence and receive rest for your soul. Now, His yoke is easy, His burden is light, and no matter what's going on in your life today, you can rest in Jesus. Now, let me tell you how. I am so excited that you've come back to join us this week, and I'm believing that the Holy Spirit has a word for you, that you have tuned in exactly at the right time, in the right place. And we are continuing on talking about what it is to come to Jesus when we are feeling weary, or we are feeling heavy laden, or we are feeling just overwhelmed by life. And so many people are feeling so overwhelmed. I know constantly I'm getting DMs and emails and texts and letters from people that are just saying, Chris, it feels like life is just crushing me. It feels like everything that I'm carrying is just too much, whether it is emotional or spiritual or relational or financial or physical. It just seems we are being crushed by the burdens of life, the stresses of life. There is just constant grief, there is constant loss, there is constant stress. And today we are going to find out how Jesus is the one that we come to when we are feeling weary, when we are feeling heavy laden. That is not a time to run from God. That is not a time to cower and to hide and to feel like, man, I'm just not strong enough to come to God. I'm here to tell you, you can come to God when you are weary and heavy laden. And in the book of Matthew, chapter 28, the scripture says, Jesus himself says to us in chapter 11, verse 28, Jesus says, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Who doesn't want an easy yoke and a light burden? In the day and the hour in which we are living in, all of us are seeking an easy yoke and a light burden. It just seems like from the minute you wake up in the morning to the time you go to bed at night, we are just being bombarded with so much stuff. That stuff is so overwhelming that most of us are just trying to escape. Somehow, whether we're going to binge watch some series or whether we're going to pop an extra pill or have an extra glass of water, or, you know, just kind of go from relationship to relationship, somehow trying to numb the pain, trying to numb the loss, trying to numb the grief. But I'm here today to give you a better cure than all of that. Jesus says, why don't you come to me if you're weary? Why don't you come to me if you're heavy laden? I want you to know that God is a God that loves you just where you are. God is a God that loves you just how you are. You don't have to clean yourself up to come to God. You don't have to live a perfect life to come to God. You don't have to have a fail-free or a mistake-free life. Jesus says, come to me if you're weary. Come to me if you're heavy laden. That is the good news of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. You don't have to clean yourself up to come to Him. Come as you are. He loves you. Someone on the other side of the screen needs to know that today. You've been running from God because of your sin, because of your failure, because of your mess. You felt like you're not good enough to come to God. You feel like you've messed up your life. You feel like the thing that you did is the one unforgivable thing. But I'm here to tell you that you are not too far gone for the love of God. That love will chase you down. He loves you. He's got a plan for your life. He's got a purpose for your life. He's got a destiny for your life. Make a decision today to stop running from Him. Come back to Him. Make your peace with Him.